Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. A reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke the Evangelist. May his blessing
be with us all. Amen.
From the Psalms of our teacher, David the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. For there the lawgiver shall give blessings. They go from strength to strength. O you who hear prayer, to you all flesh will come.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Our Lord, God, Savior, and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory
forever. Amen.
And it happened as he spoke these things that a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts which nursed you. But he said more than that, Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. And while the crowds were thickly gathered together, he began to say, This is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so also the Son of Man will be to this generation. The queen of the south will rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And indeed, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and indeed, a greater than Jonah is here. No one, when he has lit a lamp, puts it in a secret place or under a basket, but on a lampstand that those who come in may see the light. The lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light.
Glory be to God forever.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, amen. As we listen to the Nectarian today, it's the second day of the Theophany or Epiphany feast. So we are celebrating the Theophany feast in 2 days, yesterday and today. So this is our church, the Coptic Church, arranged to celebrate the feast. Today the gospel, I'm gonna stop in one verse. The lamp of the body is the eye, therefore when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light. Again, stop and therefore take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. What is the light and what is the dark? For today, the Theophany, we are celebrating also too, one, the word of Theophany too. And when we go to the Greek church, the Theophany here, it's also to mean the feast of Theophany, the feast of the light. The feast of the light. So when we ask, for example, any other churches that are Greek church, so we ask them, for example, so you are celebrating Theophany. They said, yes, it's the feast of the light. That's why we have, for example, the orange, and it's empty inside, and we put a light. Why we have put inside this orange a light? Because this is the feast of the light. That's why in Matthew 4, he said, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, which is part of from Isaiah also too, Isaiah 9, by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentile, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light upon those who sat on the region, and the shadow of death light has dawned. So he said in Isaiah, and he prophesied too, that the people who sat in the darkness, they saw the light, and God and Jesus Christ, he came and moved them from the darkness to the light. Also too, the light, it was clear, for example, in Nativity. So the star came to the shepherd and also to the wise men, and they guided the wise men from far away to go to see Christ too. It was clear that anything, if I wanted to go to Christ, I have to follow the light. I can't stay in the darkness. So the star came and enlightened, and they saw also the light, and they have the faith to see the light and to follow also to the star. That's why they reach to Christ in Bethlehem. And they saw Christ. Also too, in the church, when we are, for example, like in the creed, we are saying true light, true light. So we try to emphasize only Christ who is a light. I was in the shopping to do some shopping somewhere, and there is a lady stopped me, and she said to me, "You are a priest, right?" I said, "Like yes." She said, "Jesus is a light." I said, "Yes, sure." So she said, "He's enlightened our life. We are blessed with this light in our heart." And I was looking to her and smiling and said, "Truly, you are light." Also too, you can imagine that the church tried to tell us that Jesus Christ is the light of our life, the source of the light. That's why every time we are praying the first hour from Agbaya, we read this part from the gospel. In the beginning was the world, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He had was the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life. Try to go inside the Word and go deep and try to understand the meaning of the Word. In Him was life, and the life was the light of the men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, was named John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness to the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness for the light. That was the true light, which gives the light to every man coming into the world. John, first chapter, verse 1 to 9. The church tried to every time in the readings, in prayers, and all the time, in every day, and every feast, to remind us, Christ is the light of the light. Don't go and live in the darkness. Also, too, when in transfiguration, Jesus Christ, his face will shine as a light, as the sun, and he revealed himself to Peter and James, also to and John. Also, too, after the resurrection, Christ sent also to the Holy Spirit on shape of a tongue of fire, which is like a light, to tell us, I am also to sending to you my spirit to be the light inside you. But why Jesus Christ, he said also too, there is that we still live in the darkness. Why we are still have darkness in our life. Also to the church, when you go inside the church, I love, for example, like there is light everywhere, because we try to tell you also to, for example, when we have the Gospels reading, we see that two deacons, for example, come with the two candles and say, this is a light, the Word of God is a light for you. So when we are reading the Gospel, it's a word of, or the Word of God, this is a light to enlighten my heart, to guide me to Him. That's why the church tries to like to have two candles to remind us to, let's hear the light of God. So again, why we have or we live in the darkness? We turn away the light. I'm going to tell you. For example, we are now, it's a light outside, or here it's a light, and outside is the sun. Okay? If I close my eye, so I'm telling you, like, hey, it's dark. It's too dark here. Like, you're going to say to me, like, open your eye. Open your eyes, you're going to see that you have this is light here. But I'm still closing my eye. I'm closing my eye, and I'm trying to tell you now. There is a darkness here. That's why I try to not see the light by myself. I can't tell you this is the light of the sun until you open your eyes, and exactly. Christ is the light, but I have to open the eye of my heart. I have not be stubborn. Saint John Chrysostom said a word. It is simplest things in the world to shut out the sun. Just close your eyes, light all about you, but you have chosen to shut it out. You choose to live in darkness. So it's my decision, it's my own decision to close my eye and to not to see the light. That's why in John chapter 3, he said, he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is that condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. So the men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth come to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. But my question again, why we are living in darkness? I'm going to tell you easily. When I have a sin in my life and I'm not repenting, I'm still in darkness. If I'm not loving the other, I'm still in darkness. If I love the world, I'm loving the world, but I'm not loving more Christ. I'm living in the world, and I love more the world. I'm thinking about the world more than within the heaven. This is in darkness. Let's do an equation or agreement. We know very well that our life, it's however I'm gonna live how many years? 40 years? 50 years? 60? 80? 90? 100? 120? It's okay. Let's assume that I'm gonna live 120 years. I think there is no one reached this number in our life now. I'm gonna live 120 years. Believe it or not, live it whatever you want. Do whatever you want. And by the end of the life, we have a fact. Truly, it's a fact that I'm gonna leave this life and I'm gonna go to the another life. But the eternal life, it's coming soon, whatever, soon or later, it's coming. This is the truth. So you're gonna say to me, Abuna, يعني أنت عايز تخلينا نعمل إيه؟ نموت دلوقتي؟ No. We live the life with joy, but with joy in Him and with Him. He is the light of the life. So I'm gonna enjoy it. Even I have troubles and I have issues and I have problems and I have everything, but I have to put everything on Him and I'm gonna pray all the time and I'm gonna be with Him and inside Him. I'm gonna be happy. And I have also too a question. When we read today, for example, two martyrs, and they didn't move to from their faith, and we saw that for example, on the screen, the 21 martyrs of Libya, they're very stable and nothing happened, and they are happy and they're smiling a little bit. Can I ask you how you did that and what happened? You are thinking about your family, you are thinking about your body, you are thinking about what they did with you and what they're going to do also too. There's a lot of things they are thinking about, overwhelmed. But however, they have this calm inside their heart. It's coming from the light of Christ. So that's why I have to live this. And I have to taste this light to be more calm and to have this peace inside my heart. So you're gonna say, Abuna, there is a lot of, you can't imagine how the life is hard and difficult. I know. I know how it's difficult, this life. I know. But also too, I know that He is the Almighty. He is the Creator. He is the Pantocrator. That's why I believe in Him all the time. That's why I put everything on Him. That's why this is a light. If the light comes to my heart, if I put Him in the first, in everything in my life, I'm going to put Him the first. I'm going to live my life with joy. That's why this is very important. One of the fathers, he wrote, it is when you can look on the face of any person and see that is your brother or sister, the living image and icon of God. Because if you cannot see this, then it is still night. I have to remove what inside my heart, and I have to clean it. That's why the repentance, it's a gate of the light. Every time for repentance and confession, I come to my Father of confession with repentance. It's again, I'm cleaning my heart and I open the gate of life, the light, the gate of the light. The darkness is a sin. The darkness is only busy with my life, I'm not thinking about anything else. The darkness, when I'm not seeing Christ, the darkness is also to, I'm not living with Him during the day. The darkness, I'm not giving Him a time. The darkness, it's also to, when I'm not praying good. The darkness, when I'm not listening to His word by opening the Bible. The darkness also to, it's about, I'm not thinking about how I live with Him. I'm not thinking about the heaven. and about my eternal life. I'm enjoying the life here. I have to enjoy because he gave me this life. So I have to enjoy and I have to be happy with this life also too. But also too, I have to be happy with him. Nothing will give me the happiness except Christ. Go do whatever you want. Wear whatever you want. Go and, for example, and do vacations and do everything which is good. We have to do that. But this is the life that God gave it to me. But if I only based my happiness on this only, it's a temporary light and a temporary happiness. But if I go and I'm taking Christ with me everywhere, he is the first. Even I'm going with him anywhere. I'm going, for example, to swim in the sea. He is with me. I'm gonna tell you the last story. I remember when we were young in high school when I was in Egypt. So my servant was Abuna Arsanius, the martyr. So he was, before his priesthood, he was a very good swimmer. And he taught us how to swim. So we went to, for example, we'll do a camping anywhere, and we go, for example, to swim for an hour from for example, side to another side. It's too deep. And when we swim, for example, like for an hour, we have to take a rest after for an hour or hour and a half. So we have to take rest after half an hour. We can't go all that 1 hour, for example, swimming. It's too hard for us. So we stop, for example, in the middle. In the middle, it means stop. It means still under us, it's a 30 meter deep. So only we take a rest before continuing again swimming. So why we are stopping here? So he said, hey, okay, we're gonna take a rest here now. Okay, good. What are we gonna do? So we asked, like, what are we gonna do? So he said, like, oh, let's pray, for example, the 11th hour. Oh, who is known, for example, the Psalms? We are now inside the water and we are swimming, but he's asking us to, like, let's pray now the 11th hour. Oh, Abuna, مش لازم, sorry, my servant, like, we have to go outside and we have to bat where مش عارف ايه, we're not off ازاي. No, we have to pray anywhere. So we are in the light. We are enjoying the life. We are enjoying the life, but with him, it's with us. So we are not separated from him. This is the light of our life. That's why we are celebrating today the Feast of the Light. And he is the light. As he said, I am the light of the world. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Vai pepi ventef nonti vetoli mef noviem bi cosmos fietavin en ota vensonti Esref nohem ember fleos, alleluia, 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 alleluia. Ison precrestos epsirie,
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made. Who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. He ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he's coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who was the Father and the Son, who is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess from baptism for the remission of sins.
Den gonste von Chaiten ti Anastasis enteni refmo en pion chente pionet neo
Es more than a posse.
It's called Nev Martin.